This week on Minnesota Native News, news that proposed oil pipelines won't reduce oil train traffic across the state, using Lakota teachings to manage crisis, and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A decision on the proposed Sandpiper Pipeline has officially been delayed while the State Department of Commerce reviews the need for the pipeline and its potential impact on the environment. The White Earth and Mille Lacs tribes, as well as many environmental groups, oppose the pipeline. But others concerned with the safety of oil trains say the proposed Sandpiper is a safer option for carrying Bakken crude across the state. The thing is, the Sandpiper Pipeline would not reduce the number of oil trains. That's according to Bill Grant, Deputy Commissioner of Energy and Telecommunications at the Minnesota Department of Commerce.
I think people are wondering whether the new pipelines that are being proposed will help dampen the demand for moving oil by rail. That's not the prediction.
What the Sandpiper would do is open a new energy corridor across the state for it and other pipelines yet to be proposed. Deputy Commissioner Grant spoke about fuel transport at a recent policy forum at St. Paul's Hamline University. On Monday, October 13th, Minneapolis celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day. It was the first year the city celebrated the holiday after the city council renamed Columbus Day. Here are just some of the sound and voices from the city's celebration at the Minneapolis American Indian Center.
This is a time for celebration. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, everybody.
I think it's nice to see like a lot of Native American people in the same area to be proud of who they are. Now it feels more like something to celebrate.
Thank you for resisting colonization every day, all day, in this state today.
Yeah, well, I'm from South Dakota and we didn't have Columbus Day. We had Native American Day, so I'm like, okay, I'm glad we finally caught up around here, so.
It's great that some truth is coming out of this particular day that the United States is celebrating this guy who's a genocidal maniac.
Thank you for helping restore some of the humanity that gets sheared off for white people when we are asked to be complicit with racism and with oppression.
That was Minneapolis Mayor Hodges, Resident Desmond, City Council Member Alondra Kano, Residents Eva, Abby, and Sanscore, and the last word from Mayor Hodges. Communities of color and American Indians have been meeting with Minneapolis police to talk about what they deem as unnecessary use of force in policing. The Minneapolis-based Barbara Schneider Foundation is doing their own work to try and change policing strategies. The group is using Lakota teachings to train police and others to respond without force to people in crisis. Reporter Melissa Townsend attended a recent training at the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe in Minneapolis, and she has this report.
There are about 40 people here for this training, including Rachel Enright. She works with at-risk youth in Minneapolis Public Schools.
I haven't received a lot of training about mental health with youth, and so I'm just excited to learn the appropriate ways to respond in kind of a crisis situation.
In this training, actors play the role of someone in crisis, and a volunteer from the group responds.
Whoa, don't come in my apartment.
I'm trying to see what's going on here.
Well, you don't know what's going on, so don't try to bug me. Who even talked to you? Who sent you down here?
Facilitator Lemoyne Lapointe says first responders often enter this situation and try and take control to stop the behavior. He says indigenizing your response means you show compassion and want cooperation rather than aggression and control.
Lakota means an alliance of friends. We say that healing cannot take place alone. If we're to isolate somebody who needs help, then we're only increasing the likelihood of that person getting sicker.
Toward the end of the training, Rachel Enright seems to have gotten the message.
Something that really stuck with me is the importance of listening so that the student has a better sense of calm and control over themselves before you start figuring everything out.
Lemoyne Lapointe works with the Barbara Schneider Foundation to host these trainings around the country. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.